More than 24 residents and community leaders gathered at the AMB-ANS Hall this month on one of the nicer, sunny summertime evenings of the year, giving up a couple hours to talk about a problem that's not a new one for the town. Will Ware moderated the discussion.
A lot of us have concerns about the amount of drugs that are being dealt in our community, and that is a righteous anger to have, you know, but certainly be careful for those. We're not pointing fingers at those that are still in the midst of their addiction or just recently out or at the beginning stages of it. This isn't what it's about. This is really for us. This group really got started at a grassroots level on folks that were frustrated with the amount of drugs being dealt in the community, and really that's what kind of pushed this meeting tonight, is what can we do to help curb that, if anything.
Attending the meeting were representatives from the local medical and mental health community, several former drug users, concerned citizens, and local law enforcement. Petersburg Police Chief Kelly Swihart addressed the gathering and answered Ware's question.
Well, I think this is a good start by coming together and being involved and deciding to make the commitment to be active and try to solve the problems that we're having. I think from there, we really need to try to drill down and identify what the issues we are experiencing are, if those issues are an actual problem, and then, you know, brainstorm ways to solve those problems and implement those solutions. And then let's give it some time and see if it works.
The group discussed a previous attempt in the community to restart a local Crime Stoppers hotline, where tips on criminal activity could be called in to an anonymous hotline for a reward. Swihart noted that that effort did not have enough interest to keep going. Others said the hotline would have been staffed by police dispatch, and Swihart acknowledged that that was an issue.
I think initially that the phone was set up in our office because the phone is manned 24/7. And when I was up in the valley, the Crime Stoppers line was maintained by Palmer PD, although it came in on a non-recorded line. Up there, you've got a higher population base. Down here, you know, we're going to recognize voices. It's hard to maintain that anonymity.
Swihart also talked about recently passed criminal justice reform legislation, Senate Bill 91. He said that law would be decriminalizing some criminal acts and taking away tools for local law enforcement. Residents questioned the chief about the possibility of having another drug dog here in town. He responded that the local police were working to partner with the Drug Enforcement Agency to bring a drug dog to town. Swihart said that dog would be based in Petersburg, but would have to be available for use around the region or the state.
As I said, the dogs are incredible tools, but they're not a cure-all. You know, I go back to that reasonable suspicion and probable cause, and I know that there's been some discussion on that. You know, we just can't direct a dog to make that smell or that sniff anywhere we want, because those sniffs, in a lot of cases, can be deemed searches, and they're protected under the Fourth Amendment. So, you know, I want people to realize that, you know, while the dog will be a great benefit to us, it's not something that we may be able to use in a way that you're envisioning us to be able to use it.
Audience members also talked with the chief about what kind of reporting on illegal activities the public could help with, and the level of proof that the district attorney needed to prosecute people dealing drugs. Swihart said over the past year, law enforcement has seized 4,200 dosage units of methamphetamine and heroin, either here or on its way to Petersburg. But he said police efforts have had little impact on the supply of drugs coming to town.
And like I said, that has minimal positive impact on us, because it is so prevalent and so cheap. When it gets picked off, they just send another shipment.
Besides the focus on trying to slow the supply of drugs here, the discussion also turned to helping those who use drugs. Chelsea Tremblay wanted to present a few ideas on that topic.
All the different ways, from prevention to help with people that are in the midst of struggling, to help with their families, to having a sober house living space, to starting Narcotics Anonymous. So I think this discussion of the prosecution and the legal side of it, the state support, is really, really important. But you know, we're so familiar with icebergs up here, that's just the tip of it.
Several former drug users talked about the lack of support services in Petersburg to help recovering addicts. Petersburg Medical Center's clinic has a program using a drug called Suboxone to help addicts, but drug users noted the high cost of that program. Another person, Casey Den Adel, was surprised to learn there was no recovery outreach here.
there needs to be better detox. There needs to be treatment programs. There needs to be peer-to-peer support where, you know, other addicts aren't afraid or ashamed to say, yes, I'm a person in recovery, and I'm not ashamed to say it, and I need somebody to talk to because I'm thinking about going back out there.
Danae Dole said she had had numerous support groups when she lived in Juneau for 20 years and said it was difficult to live without that help here. Another person, Nicole McMurrin, thought recovery support groups could be formed here.
When I first came out of treatment and went to recovery for alcohol, there was a group in town sponsored by Petersburg Mental Health. And just until recently, we lost some personnel. And that worked for me because an anonymous group, I'm not a person of faith. So that wasn't a tool that was useful for me. Certainly see that it can be useful for others, but there was a group at that time. And so there are other things and other kind of groups that can be formed to provide support, perhaps in a less formal kind of umbrella, but things there that we can do also.
Petersburg has had similar community discussions in the past about drug abuse, some of those focusing on use amongst local school students. School Superintendent Erica Clute Painter thought kids and adults in the community would both benefit from learning about the drug problem. She pointed to her past experience working in rural Idaho and having a state police there teaching about the problem.
It was a perfect environment for it. Easy to get all the components, and then there were meth labs all over where I was. And so that education component was huge for the people to be looking for things. They would say, if you see piles of batteries, I mean, they gave us things to watch for, even to watch for what people were buying in stores and that sort of thing. So I still think that education piece in general is huge for our kids and for our parents and our community in general.
The group agreed to have regular meetings, possibly once a month. The first meeting was not heavily advertised, but future meetings should be posted around the community. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.